how it's been saying there are 12 shopping days until SI? Well, I just looked at it this afternoon. It's here.
Can you believe it? It's here.
And you know what's really cool about that? SI is like all about connections. Like this one that we've like had all year, as we've been like talking about getting ready to count the days, like this one.
Yeah, one? I like this.
And I'm thinking this is so cool about connections.
Yeah.
This works so well. If we could just get 12 more pieces of string, we could like tie all them in on it too.
Oh yeah, I think this is going to catch on with the denomination.
Show off.
Can you hear me now?
I can. Yeah, huh.
You know, it's all about connections.
You know, I bet pretty soon they're going to have a summer institute about all this stuff.
You know what, Tom?
What?
I have something I have to tell you.
What?
It's this one.
Really? You're kidding.
It's this very one, and it starts today.
Welcome to Summer Institute 2012. Reboot your theology. Yeah, welcome.
We arrive out of many singular rooms, walking over the branching streets.
We come to be assured that brothers and sisters surround us to restore their images on our eyes.
We enlarge our voices in common speaking and singing.
We try again to find that solitude found in the midst of those who, with us, seek their hidden reckonings.
Our eyes reclaim and remember faces. Their voices stir the surrounding air.
The warmth of their hands assures us in the gladness of our spoken names.
This is the reason of cities, of homes, of assemblies of houses of worship.
It is good to be with one another. Will you come sing a song with me?
Thank you. at that. We gather together from many places, from Unitarian Hill to Universalist Dale, from faraway states and fairy kingdoms and queendoms, to bring all of our lights together for this week of magic. We gather here at Summer Institute to renew, refresh, and reboot, whatever that means. Let this chalice remind us of the unique and magical light that only you can share with all of us.
What a privileged spot to be in to see all of you. Welcome. Welcome to this week of fun. I'd like to extend a special welcome to Meg Riley, who's with us this week as our theme speaker. I encourage you in this week of fun, exploration, and connection to try something new in your connections. Meet a new person, dare to experience something new, the connections and the chains. Relax, be yourself, and remember, you're a UU. Enjoy. I also get the privilege of beginning the introductions of some of the folks who have made this week happen. This week would not happen without a huge community of folks, and I am blessed to have worked with them. I am happy to introduce the Summer Institute Planning Committee, Cliff Adams. This is alphabetical. Allison Fagan. Otherwise known as Allison with two L's. All right? Did I do that backwards? No, okay. Thank you. Alan Halperin. Ken Kuhn. Allison with one L, otherwise known as Allison Melby Reed. Ms. Donna Schmidtkin. Nathan Staples. And Sharon Sikora.
But Diana, 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 not everyone's connected yet.
Well, who did we forget?
Well, I don't know, but I'll see if I can figure
okay.
that out.
All right, let's look, because it's been so many people.
I know. I think that we have some young adults here. Amber, Scott, and Mike Fry.
We're going to introduce
this right here.
But wait.
There are more connections.
Please welcome the youth chairs, Nate Fagan
and Emily Pierce.
This is a surprise. we work together. It's a surprise. So Nate Fagan and Emily Pierce have worked with the youth panel, right? Okay, and I'm looking back because we're winging it right now. We just went off-road. We have RE program, and we have our chairs this year, Brenda Stetson and Nancy Hurt. If you're in the room, stand, please. I can't see. There's Emily. Ah, they're in the balcony with the kids. Okay. All right. Thanks, Hal. No. These connections that we've talked about go on and on. We have our nurses, Linda, Paul, Tommy. We have worship leaders. We have Reverend Michelle Buhite. And I'm not going to read, and Reverend Steve Ashman. And I believe our musician, Hal. He says one of many. And these are really but a few that we can name tonight.
But sometimes technology gets in the way. Hell, who thought that that song could become a wonderful prancing march of banners? You have given that to us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
We are Reverend Tom and Reverend Elaine. We are your chaplains for this week, just in case you need a chaplain during the course of the week. Week of connections, yes?
I think so. And it takes so many connections. Can you believe it? It is just a darn good thing we all think exactly alike.
I don't know about that.
Not so much?
Well, I don't know. There is our seven principles.
They kind of do hold us together.
Yeah.
There's the covenant.
Covenant?
Yeah. You know, like the things like don't bite, like that.
Really? Don't bite?
Like, whenever you get a bunch of you used together, you get your liberal Christians, you get your pagans, you get your humanists, you get your Buddhists, you get your Taoists, you get a bunch of other people who come along because we're fun. And
I like
our
being fun.
Covenant is that we don't bite because everybody in this community has something to teach everybody else in this community, right?
You
don't bite.
Like, oh, I don't know, some of us aren't moving as fast as others or moving more slowly than others, or some of us eat meat and some of us don't eat meat, and
exactly,
we're all doing the best we can. Yeah,
we are all doing the best we can. And
yeah,
this week we all came from a long way away and some close to spend this week together. And I just think it would be a really neat thing if at the end of every day, after we'd had all the fun we could have, we would just like take a minute and stop and think, what kind of connections did I make today? Like the kind of connections I made with the people I know and I like a lot, and the kind of connections with the people that I've never seen before, and now I know them because they were at SSI with me. I need a chaplain, Tom! And
but how rude
the people that maybe I don't even agree with today, but I made connections because that's what it's all about.
That sounds so covenantal.
See? Don't bite.
Okay.
Okay. And we are all rooted in who we are.
As you use.
As you use. You know what? There is a great song that we sing sometimes, and we sang it at General Assembly this year when we were stretching the boundaries beyond the border to people
that are different, maybe, from who we are. But it's about who we are. We are the welcome table people. So stand up and let's sing. We're going to welcome everybody to the table, whatever the real name of that song is. Congregation, there is always one more form of connections. Announcements.
In every day, there is some room, a tiny spot, a void or two, the perfect point to become informed. And that is why all announcements are born. Please keep in mind for our week ahead, most information in the kaleidoscope can be read. So now I'll share what I know with you, and with some luck, we'll learn a thing or two. For the new folks with us this year, the Kaleidoscope is our newsletter, and it comes out daily around dinner time, and lots of announcements will be in there. Thanks, Hal. Thank you. And for those of you who are confused about why someone walked up and started singing, I am Allison Reed. I am on the planning committee, and I haven't been working in this way in a few years at SI, but on occasion I sing announcements. So there you go. And here's what I have for you tonight. First of all, know that there are lots of announcements. We're going to do our best to keep the spoken announcements targeted so that they're the most timely things that you need to know. So on occasion, you may ask us to announce something for a few days from now, and we might decide to read it a different time, so I won't put everything in all at once. The most important thing not to let leave your mind, if you are a junior or a senior high student in the youth program, or a parent or a sponsor of a youth in the youth program this week at SI, please remain seated when we're done and everyone else gets up to leave. A meeting for all junior and senior high youth and their parents and sponsors immediately follows this opening ceremony right here in Ross Hall. So don't leave. Can I trust you? All right, then I'm going to go on and talk about other things. We have a set of keys already that need to be claimed. They're up here, and they have a library tag on them that may be helpful to help to know that they're yours. If you're missing your keys, come and see me afterwards. If you don't have a work assignment, this is your volunteer shift for this week at SI, which we all offer so that our community can do all the things we do. If you do not have a work assignment, which would have been in your bag, We want you to see John Murphy. John Murphy, where are you? All right, he's waving down here, and so you're going to see John Murphy to get your work assignment. This week, while we are here, please know that we work really hard all year, and especially this week, on our communication with Kenyon. And Kenyon is a fabulous host to us, but we ask that everyone who is not on the planning committee, when you have a need relating to getting into a locked space, a workshop, question, that sort of thing, please come to a planning committee member, and you're going to identify us because we have Ask Me buttons, and we have these messenger bags, which are decorated with bright colored tape. So please start with a planning committee member, and we will get your questions to Kenyon. We have good, quick communication with them, and they respond very quickly. So please let us do most of that communication. Please do not call security to ask them to unlock places for you. They are a security force. They're here for safety. They're not here to just unlock our buildings. And Kenyon will do that for us quickly. Regarding parking on campus, all of the cars from us, which are currently parked along the road in front of Pierce Hall, where we all just ate, and behind Ascension Hall, all of those cars need to be moved to the south parking lot with your parking permit in the windshield. We cannot park in those spaces during the week. Those need to be staff parking spaces. For about 500 staff at Kenyon who still work this week on all the other business, not just Summer Institute. So they need to have those spaces. If you are parked out there, you need to move those because you will start getting contacted tomorrow by the university to move them. And if you don't have your parking permit in the window, you could be towed. So you'll want to move that. The chaplains also have buttons. I forgot to mention that. They have some buttons that say chaplains, so if you forgot who they are after tonight, you can find them. There will be a couple of location changes for workshops tomorrow. We will announce those in the morning. They will also, anything that changes will also be printed in the kaleidoscope. Tomorrow, after the yoga workshop, which is down the hill at the Athletic Center, and before water exercise in the afternoon and after water exercise in the afternoon, there will be a shuttle. So there will be one shuttle that leaves at 11:55 in the morning, that's just before lunch, to bring people up from yoga. Apparently you're going to be really, you know, overworked and you won't want to walk. We'll have a shuttle. And before water exercise at 3 p.m. in front of Pierce Hall where we have lunch, there will be a shuttle to take folks down who would like to go down to water exercise. The same shuttle will take folks up from water exercise at 4:55 p.m. We will get those in the kaleidoscope, but they're not there yet, and we want to make sure that you know that. Other than that, Diana, am I missing anything that you know of? All right. The very last thing, I would like to have the chaplains come up. We have one more important announcement that they're going to share with you. When they are finished, we are finished, but don't leave if you're a junior or senior high student or a parent or sponsor. Thanks.
We just wanted to take an opportunity. I know that probably some of you by now have noticed that Joan Van Beesler is not with us this evening. Joan's mother is very ill, and Joan went out to be with her. We don't know what her status will be during the course of the week, but this is a joy and concern. This is just a thought and our energy to Joan and her family at this time. Okay? Thanks.
And now, let the magic begin!